Thank you. And Nick Livesay?
Good morning again. I solved the problem. I had you on in stereo, one in Zoom and one on YouTube. Dan, if you can go, if you want this slide here, actually, the last slide that we saw, that showed some people, I think, doing some field work and surveying, I guess, is vernal pools to see if they were significant. That's what you see on the upper left corner there, some egg masses and folks waiting around in a vernal pool, it looks like. The next slide, though, has sort of the substance of what I'm going to talk about. In the Land Bureau, we have four primary areas of responsibility, and I've got them listed here. The first one, mining. We call it the mining unit. By and large, that focuses on gravel pits and quarries. We have a program where if you have a gravel pit over 5 acres, you have to register, and there are certain standards that you need to meet when you register. We also handle metallic mineral mining, or potentially will handle metallic mineral mining. For those of you who've been in the legislature for a little while, the laws were changed a couple of years back to deal with metal mining. And there is at least one company who's exploring the possibility of developing a mine in Maine. At this juncture, they're before the Land Use Planning Commission seeking to rezone some land in northern Penobscot County. And if that's successful, then there's a possibility that we would have a mining application before us. But at this point, we focus on gravel pits and quarries. Hydropower is another area that we focus on. So these are either the power producing dams or storage dams that are part of a power producing dam downstream, and they hold the water and release it for downstream generation. And we have two primary areas of responsibility in the hydropower world. One is that we actually do some permitting. This deals with structural changes and the like of dams. And then the other that we do is water quality certifications. And so this is one of the few areas within the Land Bureau where there's some overlap in interfacing with the federal government. I think the other bureaus probably work with the Environmental Protection Agency and under delegated programs more than we do in the Land Bureau. But here, as part of the federal relicensing of dams by FERC, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, we have an opportunity to review those dams and evaluate whether they meet state water quality standards. And that's done through the water quality certification process. Shoreland zoning. We have a mandatory Shoreland Zoning Act in Maine that requires every municipality to adopt a shoreland zoning ordinance. And the department is tasked with developing minimum standards that need to be met by all the towns. And so when towns adopt a shoreland zoning ordinance, we review that ordinance and help them make sure that it meets the minimum standards. And then we also provide assistance to towns and code enforcement officers when they're trying to apply that ordinance. And then the fourth big area of responsibility we have is our, I've labeled it here, land use. This is where the bulk of our permitting activity occurs. Acting Commissioner Loizom showed the slide a little while back about land laws in Maine, and those are the ones that we administer and permit activities pursuant to. So that's the Site Location Development Law, Natural Resources Protection Act. Those are the biggest ones. But also, in addition to reviewing permit applications, we do a lot of field work. And so this is either helping individuals understand the resources they might have on their property. Do they have wetlands or not? Enforcement and dealing with complaints. So that's the field services folks. So those are the four primary areas of responsibility within our bureau, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Representative Tucker has a question.
Oh, your screen there, it talks about water quality certifications, but it's under hydropower. Is it your bureau that does the water quality assignments for rivers and streams, or is that in Mr. Kavanaugh's bureau?
That's Mr. Kavanaugh. So when it comes to the classification of waters, the AA, ABC, or yeah, GPA, that's his bureau. And so with regard to water quality certification, there's a requirement in the Clean Water Act, the Federal Clean Water Act, that when there are federal activities that may result in the discharge of pollutant, that there's a state water quality certification is obtained. So it's sort of the avenue for the state to put their oar in the water, oftentimes in conjunction with federal licensing activities. That's usually the activity that brings us in is federal licensing. There are occasions when a federal agency could be actually undertaking an activity itself that we would look at. And so we then, in the water quality certification context, we would evaluate whether, in this case, the dam meets water quality standards. So we would have to look at, is it a Class A water or Class B water? Is it GPA, which is a classification for great ponds? And we do work with Brian Kavanaugh's folks closely in the Water Bureau for their technical assistance, really, to determine whether or not the various state water quality standards are met.
Thank you very much.
Any other questions for Nick? Dan, if you want to advance a slide. Nick, I think you talked about this already, right?
I have. Well, this is a shoreline zoning slide. I'm not sure who took the picture, but it's intended to illustrate that you can meet the shoreline zoning vegetation management requirements and still have somewhat of a view. And I would say I'm not the expert in this, but I have participated in training to learn how to evaluate what trees can and can't be cut. And my guess is that somebody could actually get a few more out of there and be compliant and even have a better view. But this looks like a good buffer, so the lake's happy.